But you know the truth. For we know that the law is good. I don't care what nobody say. For we know the law is good. For whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind. And it's going on, children. You say, I don't believe that nobody. It's going on, children. For men stealers, for liars, for perjured person, and just in case, if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, just in case I didn't put something in here, every other thing that's contrary to the word of God, stay away from, children. According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who have enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer. I was a blasphemer and a persecutor and an injurer. But I obtained mercy. I obtained mercy. I was a whoremonger once. I was a liar once. I was a proud person. I was a talebearer. I was a mess maker. I was a thief. I was a bat. But thank God for the mercy. Thank God for his mercy. And your flesh is the only one that keeps bringing it back up. That's why God told us in the beginning, you bind up your flesh. For now there is for no condemnation in them which believe in Christ Jesus. But I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. This is the faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That's what he came here for. All we got to do is repent, children. The devil don't want you to know it's that easy. Repent for it. That's what his blood was for. For our sins. For our sins. Your flesh causes you to sin, allow you to sin, and then it put condemnation upon you. Look what you done. God can't forgive you for this. God say, I can forgive you for all sin, children. 16. Howbeit, for this cause I obtain mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all long suffering. He did it for me first. So now I can have compassion on you. And you can have compassion on your brothers and your sisters. This is a time and a day that we're going to have to learn how to be long-suffering, children. How many times am I supposed to forgive them? Is seven enough? No, you got to keep on forgiving them. You got to keep on forgiving them. Because God kept on forgiving you. Because God keep on forgiving you. Learn to show them more love. Learn to have more compassion on them. They may not be running this race as strong as you think they should. They may not be coming to church as much as you think. They may not be speaking in tongues. But learn to be long-suffering with them. Don't give up on them. Don't give up on them. Long-suffering. For a pattern, 16 verse, for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Now unto the King, eternal. That's why I say, take me to the King. Take me to the King. He's the one that can fix all things. He's the one that can forgive me my sins. He's the one that won't keep bringing it back up to me. He's the one that loves me no matter what shape I'm in. He's the one that hears my prayer. He hears me in the nighttime when I'm crying, in the closet, down the roads, and all the pain, all the suffering. I go, please take me to the King. Please. please take me to the King. He's the one that teach me how to love my brothers. He's the one that teach me how to have compassion on someone else. Please, my body is broken down. My strength is getting weak. Take me to the King. Take me to the King. For an offering, I have to offer up this body as a living sacrifice every day, all day long. Please take me to the King. My strength is weakening in me. Take me to the King. Take me to the King. Take me to the King for an offering. For an offering. Please. I've got a dying world out there. Your flesh got you worried about your fires. Worried about the fact that your shoes are too tight. He said, but I've got children that don't even have shoes to put on their feet. You worried about not having enough money to make it to next week. He said, I've got children that don't have a dime, not even a penny in their pocket. You worried about all the stress that you're going through. He said, I've got children that don't know about me. Will you please take them to the King? Tell them about me. Tell them about me. I'm full of grace and mercy. Will you bring them to the King? Just the way they are. Just the way they are. Don't you try to clean them up. Don't you try to change them. You just tell them about me. And every minute, every hour, every day, every week that you spend for me, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to give it back to you, children. Your flesh wants you to keep looking at you. God said, but if you look at them, if you look the need for them, I will take care of you. We'll tell them about that eternal King. I don't care how many kings come. I'm the eternal King. I am the Alpha, the Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I created all this stuff by myself. I created all of it for myself. I was there from the beginning and I'll be there in the end. Bring them to the King. Bring them to the King. Let's give the Lord a hand clap.
I pray that this CD has been a blessing to your life. And all I can say to you in making this CD is that my life will never be the same.
Where do we go from here?
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our pastor's message today and were truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314 or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God for our co-founder, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
KYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana. You just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Keep it rolling.
Amen. I was blind, but now I see. Once was lost. Thank you, Jesus. I was so blind, but thank God Almighty. Do this for me. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. Many, many dangers, so many toils, so many snares. I've already, but it was nothing but grace and God's mercy. You know, we got company here today. We got company. Let's do better than that. Let's act like we glad these people came. Sing it. Through many dangers. That's it. That's what I want. So many talks. I've already. Let me ask you a question. Did you make it over? Did you make it through? Thank you, Lord. And that same grace. That's it. Please be seated. Father, we thank you right now for your grace and your mercy. Asking right now, Lord, that you give me preaching power. Lord, let something I say draw men, women, boys, and girls to you and not drive them away. Make me your mouthpiece, your sounding board. All of you and none of me. Lord, we just thank you right now. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. The church say amen. Amen, amen again. Amen. Just a little while with you, and then we'll go and fellowship in another way. Amen. Amen. But it's my job to give you a word from the Lord. Amen. Giving honor to God above, the entire Godhead, to Dr. Huey Lawson, our pastor emeritus, Reverend Rodney Lennox, Minister Cindy Humphrey, and if there be any men or women that proclaim the word of God before me here, then give honor to you also. We're going to speak a little while today from the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter number 4. Book of Hebrews chapter 4. We'll try not to be too overly long, although I do not ever apologize for the spirit. I can apologize for Ronnie, but I can't apologize for the spirit. Amen. Hebrews 4, starting at the 14th verse, if my notes are correct, reads thusly: Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens. Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. We're going to talk a little while from the subject of friend on high. A friend on high. Amen. Everybody likes to have some pull. Can I get a witness? Amen. We all like to have connections, influence. We like to be able to mention somebody's name and get stuff done. You know how we are. Amen. Get help from somebody that we know. It feels good, doesn't it? Get a job because we're related to somebody. Or married to somebody's daughter, you know. Or just good friends. Y'all know how it is. Amen. Now, this is Friends and Family Day, so I'm talking about friends and family. Amen. You know, we feel good when we know somebody that we can call on for certain things. Can I get a witness? Now, we all need somebody on the natural side every now and then. Amen. I remember Dean Martin used to sing a song, "Everybody Loves Somebody Sometime." We all need somebody sometime. Can I get a witness? But you got to have the right person in the right place. Oh, yeah. You know, when down here in this physical world, we can't match Jesus for omnipresence. You know, sometimes we misapply our help down here. You know, if you got a friend that's a plumber, don't call him for no electrical work. Can I get a witness? If your partner works for Microsoft, he probably can't put a roof on your house, okay? Amen. If you got a friend that owns a strip joint, hello, then you probably don't want him to help you find a wife. Can I get a witness? See, you got to know when and where to apply the help you got. But we have a friend in high places with Jesus. Amen. We don't have to worry about misapplying Jesus. He's everything we need. He's everywhere we need him to be. He's every person. Our text today comes from Hebrews, and popular Christian thought attributes this book to the Apostle Paul. Now, that's been debated by some circles. I think some Calvinist circles, or maybe some Lutheran circles, but I always thought it was Paul. My daddy did too. Amen. This letter is written to the Jewish Christians that live in Jerusalem. Oh, yeah. They had some Christians by faith, but were born Jewish. Oh, yeah. It points to Christ as a mediator. Now, we all need a mediator sometime. And also points to him as a high priest. We need a mediator because Jesus is the go-between with God and man. Amen. When we send up a prayer, we need to send it in the right perspective. We need to have the right amount of stamps on it. Amen. If you send a letter in the mail nowadays and you don't have the right postage, it's coming back. So when you send up a prayer, you need to send it in the name of Jesus, and it won't come back void. He's a high priest because he's exalted to the right hand of God. I don't know anybody that's got that seat. Can I get a witness? Now, these new Jewish Christians, they were used to using their own influence. Amen, because they had some connections in society. Lived on the good side of the tracks. Amen. They had the good last names. Amen. The kind of last name everybody recognized. But Paul wanted them to know how to use Jesus' influence, not their own last name, not their neighborhood influence, not who they're related to, but Jesus. Our author wanted the church to know that Jesus Christ has influence with God. Oh, yeah. Amen. If you think you got influence in the physical world, that's good. Amen. Use what you got. But nobody's influence is like Jesus, because he is a friend on high. Verse 14, doing a quick recap, says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, ascended, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. You see, back in Jewish time, back in the Bible days, I should say, their high priest was number one in the Jewish religion at that time. Amen. He would atone for your sins with goat's blood. Amen. That's what their high priest used to do. He would perform your ceremonial forgiveness. Can I get a witness? Oh, yeah. He was the man. If you wanted to make things right, you needed to get to the high priest. But that system was problematic. Number one problem, you had to have your own goat. You couldn't borrow a goat from your neighbor, because your neighbor wanted to keep all his goats for his sins. Amen. You know, imagine trying to borrow a goat because you done sinned, and your neighbor said, well, brother, look, you know, Saturday night coming, I know I'm going to do something crazy. I need my own goat. They wasn't going to loan you a goat. Second problem is ceremonial forgiveness does not last too long. Amen. You can get right out of the ceremony and go do something crazy again. Then you got to turn around and get the high priest again, get another goat, get you a sharp knife. That doesn't last long. Number three, the high priest was just a man. Amen. Flesh and blood, just like you and me. Amen. And I wonder today, who did he go to atone for his own sins? But Jesus is not only a high priest, he is the great high priest. And he's ascended up into the heavens.